National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Environmental Counsel, Scott Yeager, gives a quick overview of the rule and why it's so problematic for many landowners.
So the Water is the United States rule tells you what is the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. So where can EPA and Army Corps assert regulatory authority over? And what water bodies specifically, and what even dry features can they assert authority over? So this rule was proposed in April 2014. It became final last June, and now it is set to become effective law on August 28th. So the problem is that the rule is attempting to do a noble thing, which is clarify the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act, but the problem is that a lot of the terminology in the actual rule itself is not very clear and actually poses some problems because of the ambiguity and kind of subjectivity of how it can be interpreted. What's going on right now is there's a number of lawsuits. NCBA is among one of the groups filing suit against EPA and the Army Corps. I think there's over a dozen at this point, including over 30 states that are suing the EPA and the Army Corps on the rule. And there are a number of motions for preliminary injunction. And what that means is if the court grants that motion, the rule will be halted. It'll be held up until a later time, until the court can rule on the legal issues.
But if the rule is not halted by Friday, he says it will go into effect.
For cattle producers, you're going to want to take a closer look at your land and see what kind of water features you have on your land, or even what kind of dry features you have that might convey water during a storm, because even those could be regulated as WOTUS. I would highly encourage folks out there to talk with their state cattlemen's associations, talk with us here at NCBA. We have expertise on these issues, and a lot of state cattlemen's associations have environmental service programs that have experts that can consult with you. Also, if you have a relationship with your local and state conservation folks, I would recommend reaching out to them as well, because those state programs are going to be the ones implementing the rule ultimately.
Yeager also gives us an update on the efforts in Congress to stop WOTUS.
The House passed H.R. 1732 through the entire House, so that legislation would have the rule withdrawn and started from the beginning again. The Senate has passed a similar bill through their Environment and Public Works Committee, but the full Senate has not taken it to vote yet. So what we're doing right now is working as hard as we can to get folks to support their senators to vote for S 1140. We're very much in favor of it, to get the rule brought back to the table and get ag and folks around the table with EPA and the Army Corps to provide feedback from the onset of the rulemaking instead of after the fact.
Now, landowners across the country are being urged to contact their senators about WOTUS and get that legislation passed once they return from their August recess.